and dark in the day. Running for something and waiting for nothing. Looking at people and hiding away. Asking a question when I know the answer. Hanging around when I just wanna play. Oh, I'm thinking of you again. I'm thinking of you. With standing room only, moving in closer and ready to go. But I'm thinking of you again. I'm thinking of you. I don't know what to do again. But I'm thinking of you. Tell me what you're doing then. I'm thinking of you.
That's Big Country with Harvest, going back to 1983 from the album The Crossing. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. This is Courts in Session. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Having a great time behind the microphone, great time behind these turntables, playing rock and roll, country and soul, your requests and more. That's what this show is all about. Before the Big Country, you heard Status Quo, going back to 2014 with Thinking of You. Mark Stein of Vanilla Fudge, lead singer, original founding member, with his latest single, People Got to Be Free. Good stuff. Vanilla Fudge is coming to Irwin to the Lamp Theater on April 30th, and I will be there. I missed them the last time they were around, and they were here back in October, and I heard nothing but great stuff about how good they were. Missed them one time, won't miss them twice. Mark Stein of Vanilla Fudge. So I mentioned earlier in the show that in just a little bit, I'm going to be playing an interview, maybe one of the last interviews ever done, of Jerry Weber. Jerry passed away last week. Sending my condolences out to Willie and Jana and Johnny and Leah and all of his family and friends. Big condolences from myself and all of us here at WRCT. great man and such a great influence on music here in the Pittsburgh area. Well, my wife told me that I had to tell stories about my escapades with Jerry, and the quick one I have to share goes back to the late 80s when I was in high school at Central Catholic. My mother would give me $1.50 every day as lunch money. And back in the day, Jerry's was located in North Oakland on Forbes Avenue, and records were $2.83 with tax came to $3 even. And I realized that if I starved myself every other day, I could skip school, head to Jerry's, and get a new record. True story. And I experimented and discovered so many great albums while I went without lunch and found myself in detention, all in the name of rock and roll, right? So discovered so many new bands, and one of those bands I discovered thanks to Jerry was Wishbone Ash. Well, 2022, Wishbone Ash is coming to Club Cafe February 27th. They've got a brand new live album. We're going to play something from it right now. And I'll tell you what, Andy Powell, the lead singer and guitarist, is, I've known him for years. We're going to get him on Quartz in Session before he comes to Pittsburgh. I'm going to make that happen. We're going to twist his arm and get him on the radio. But from the new Wishbone Ash album, it's called From California to Kawasaki. This is a WRCT debut. This is Way Down South. I need to smile, but I have to sigh.
Hi, this is Jerry Weber, and you're listening to my good buddy Eric Jackson Lurie on WRCT 88.3 FM, and he bought this album from me.
Just to think of what exactly to say. I thought I'd leave you with a letter or a fiery speech, like when an actor makes an exit at the end of a play. And I've been dying for hours, trying to fill up all the holes with some sense. back to give you all the reasons and what everything meant. Well, I could tell you goodbye, or maybe see you around with just a touch of a sarcastic face. We started out with a bang, and at the top of the world now, the guns are exhausted, the bullets are blazing.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, Courts in Session. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. And like I promised earlier in the show, we've got Pittsburgh celebrity. You know him. You love him. Your record collection is probably due in large part due to him. We've got Jerry Weber of Vinyl Man Records, of course, formerly of Jerry's Records. Jerry, how the heck are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing fine. You know, old age is encroaching, but I'm doing pretty good, considering.
So it was hard for me to do the interview tonight because all I want to do is buy records.
Well, that's the way you've always been, Eric. I remember you when you were literally a kid and you would come in and buy records.
Isn't that the truth? So, you know, everyone knows you. Everyone has been in your stores. Again, we're here in Swissvale in Vinyl Man Records. Why don't you tell our listeners how you got into music and you got into your record collecting?
Well, I've always loved music, and I never played no instruments, but I love music. And records were just a natural thing to me. I just started loving them at an early age, about 10 years old. And I didn't even have a record player. I borrowed my aunt's record player. Then I got a library card. And I went over to the library and listened to every blues and folk and every album they had in there. I spent my whole days over there. So all that's going back like 60 years. So that's what I started loving records. It came naturally to me.
So what's the history? Take us through the family tree of your first selling records, record stores, how we got to Vinyl Man today in 2021.
Well, back in the 70s, my friend had a bar in Oakland, and he had a room upstairs that he wasn't using. And I said, could I rent that? He said, yeah. I said, what do you want? So I paid the lady $75 a month. So I said, yeah, let me try it out, you know. And I had I worked at the post office, and my post office partner, he worked for record companies giving free records away. So it was a natural marriage. Jim Petrucci, me and Jerry Weber, we opened up the Record Graveyard in 76.
And from there, where did you go?
Well, we split up in 1980, and I went down to Oakland, and I opened my store on the second floor above McDonald's in Oakland.
And that's where I first know you with. I remember the very first record I bought. So you were...
What was the very first record you bought?
Catfish Hodge, Bout with the Blues. And we're actually going to play a track from that coming up next. So you're on Forbes Avenue near the Pitt and CMU campus.
And the other thing that people don't realize in Oakland, it's not Pitt, it's UPMC. They employ so many people, even back then, that all the people in their lunch hour, they'd come by and buy records.
So how many years were you in that location?
I was down in there probably, oh God, to the 90s, to 93.
And then you moved to Squirrel Hill and you took over that block.
Well, I took over a big place, you know. It used to be car dealership way back when. And that really gave me room to expand because that was a huge place, you know. Rooms for every type of genre, you know.
Well, great memories for all our listeners. Great memories for me. We're going to get back talking more about the future in Vinyl Man Records. Let me play my very first record I ever bought from you for $2.83 with tax was $3.
Right.
This was back, and I remember this was back in 1986. This is on the Adelphi label. This is Catfish Hodge from the Bout with the Blues album. This is Long Night.
Coming for you.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. We've got the legend, Jerry Weber of Jerry's Records, and these days, Vinyl Man Records. So, Jerry, the way we just left it, we played the very first track that I ever bought from you, Catfish Hodge, from the Bout with the Blues album. You know, a number of years ago, I'm going to say 20 years ago, I got to see Catfish Hodge, and he was doing a acoustic solo show at Moondogs, the famous Moondogs Blues Club, and I went up to him, and I said, man, you got to play Long Night, the track we just played. He looked at me, and he said, I haven't played that song in decades. No one even knows it.
Yeah. Well, that's what records can do. They can make you connect with people you normally wouldn't.
Isn't that the truth? So leaving Squirrel Hill, you were retiring originally, correct?
Well, when I left in 2016, yeah, I had two knee operations, complete knee replacements, and I knew I'd never be able to get them back to regular and still work. So I sold the store and the brand and the phone number and everything, and I was going to stay out of it, but then I realized I have over 200,000 records in this warehouse of mine. What am I going to do with them? So I decided to make a little old-fashioned replica of Jerry's Records here. And I'm in Swissville, and I just have everything that I had in Jerry's, you know?
Well, doing this show tonight from Vinyl Man Records here in Swissville is a lot of fun. Now, you've told me that you're a big fan of WRCT. You listen to the show often.
Oh, yeah, I've listened to it all my life. I listened to some of Pitt, but most of the time. RCT had the most adventuresome, you know, people on there. They let people play. As long as they love music, they got the spot, you know, and they were playing odd stuff, things you'd never hear in your life, just like you're doing nowadays, you know.
Yeah, and that's still the case right here. That's why this is one of the greatest stations anywhere. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. You know you're going to have a good time. So, we're here at Vinyl Man Records. Why don't you, obviously, we're here for the night to do the show. Why don't you give our listeners a few of your favorite rock and roll tracks that people would have no idea that are your favorites? Let's play them right now.
Well, one of the most ignored bands, and I could never understand why, that I thought was the Georgia Satellites. They were just your atypical kick-ass rock and roll band. I mean, they had the look, and they had the guitars, and they jumped all over the place. They had guys jumping on speakers like a good old, this was unheard of, you know. And the big song they had was Keep Your Hands to Yourself, which is just a classic, you know. That's one that I really sticks out in my mind.
Give us another.
All right. It's A Change of Pace. It's a Grand Funk Railroad song. And it's not like Grand Funk. It's this great song called Bad Time. I picked a bad time to be in love. And it's when I first heard it, I said, who the hell is that? And then when they announced it, I said, get out of here. That ain't Grand Funk. You know, Grand Funk is like, I'm waiting for my captain to take me home and that stuff. But that's another one that I think it's always in my mind. I know all the words. I can sing it.
Well, let's do it right now. Georgia Satellites, Keep Your Hands to Yourself. Grand Funk Railroad, Bad Time. That's what Jerry Weber wants. That's what Jerry Weber gets. This is Jerry's Picks. Check him out.
I got a little change in my pocket going jingle-lang-a-lang. Wants to call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, keep your hands to yourself. Cheers.
hands to yourself. Yourself.
I can't live without, I'm in love.
You're listening to Courts in Session right here in WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, having a tremendous time tonight with Pittsburgh celebrity Jerry Weber. You know him from Jerry's Records for decades, probably is a reason for a big chunk of records in your collection. Jerry, I got to ask you the story, and you got to tell our listeners the famous story about that worldwide legendary 78 that you uncovered that led to your relationship with the artist R. Crumb.
Okay, first of all, there's a good friend of mine, Jerry Zoltan. He's an ethnomusicologist, teaches at Penn State. Now, he is personal friends with R. Crumb, and R. Crumb is a legendary hermit, you know. He don't have friends, but Jerry's his friend because Jerry finds 78s for him.
And he's also, of course, the legendary artist with all the amazing stuff that became part of American pop culture in the 60s and 70s and on.
Yeah, and he's like, I met him once. He grunted to me about three times. He went, seriously, he's a character. Anyhow, we found a record called Voice of the Pork Chop by Bogus Ben Covington. And it was from 1920, and it was the only mint copy that existed. Well, somehow Jerry Zoltan told Robert Crumb he has it.
And we're talking the only mint copy that existed in the world.
Exactly. That's the kind of collector R. Crumb is. So we worked out a deal with him. He said, what do you want for it? And I said, how about drawing me a logo for my store? He says, that's fine. I can do that. Well, he did. I didn't talk to him. But anyhow, that's how the Jerry's Records, Robert Crumb, Whistling Willie and Juice Jar Jerry shirt came to be.
In exchange for that 78.
Yeah, we got it to him and it didn't break, thank God, you know.
And where did you have to ship that 78 to get to R. Crumb?
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but R. Crumb traded two of his early notebooks where he was drawing for a chateau in France.
Wow.
So we had to ship it to France. He lives with his wife on a chateau. So that is something, isn't it?
Now, have you ever seen any rough copies of that Mint 78 that you traded since?
Only one I've ever seen. Like I said, it really don't exist, except for that one. And someone might have a rough copy somewhere.
And, of course, for people who want to know the art we're talking about, it's on the Jerry's Record T-shirt that is famous throughout the city and across the country.
Yeah, we sold a lot of these T-shirts, and people were always tickled to hear that story, you know, so it was great.
As a matter of fact, it's so famous. You remember a few years ago, you actually came to my law office because we were finding other companies selling bootleg copies of your T-shirt with R. Crumb across the country.
Yeah, and me and you talked, and we thought about the expenses, and I said, the hell with it. I'm not going to go after this guy. He's probably got other ones, you know. So it didn't bother me much. I can still put them out if I want to. I might.
And it's a great, great, great piece of art. How cool is that? So let's get back to the music. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
I have a dream. It's only one dream, but I know dreams can come true. And I have a wish. It's only one wish, but I know wishes can too. American music is all I've ever heard.
I hear the Brothers of Harlem. I hear the Nashville cats and the ragtime mamas out of New Orleans. I hear the Windy City. I hear the gospel singers hymn. And it seems to me American music is all as ever been.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
Now I'm, trying to get better, stronger than ever.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Courts in Session with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. And let me tell you a little secret. When court's not in session, you can tune into my show, Viva La Mock, with me, the mockster, Friday nights right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Close.
That's the latest from Journey. Their new single is called The Way We Used to Be, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. This hour of Quartz in Session has been brought to you by RemasterMedia.com, who joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? Well, RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. Thousands have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com and make it sound amazing. RemasterMedia.com, our sponsor for the past hour of Quartz in Session. So in that set, you also heard Ian Hunter and Mick Ronson from the album Why You Iorta, going back to the early 90s. That track was American Music. And before that, you heard a pre-recorded interview I did this past year with Jerry Weber, passed away last week. Rest in peace, Jerry, till we meet again. So let's get to some new music here on Quartz in Session. This is brand new from Dave Edmonds. This is It'll Be Me.
And shooting y'all soon as the sun go down. shut down. Hey little girl, I play the guitar.